Time to talk some fishing with our local angling expert, Nick Brunny. How are we doing, mate?
Excellent, mate. I'm actually up on the Sunshine Coast where it's sunny.
Oh, very lucky. Very nice. Good to get away from the rain. Hey, there's an event at St Clair this weekend.
Yeah, heading. I'll be back for that one. Back for the family bassin, which is a normal family bassin round. As we've said before, it's a great opportunity for people to get into a little bit of tournament fishing. Very friendly. But people there will give you a hand, help you out. You know, if you're looking for a ride or you want to enter a boat, just jump on the Family Bassin Facebook page and all the info is there, because it's going to be very full out at Lake St Clair. It's 98.9 as we speak, so by the weekend she'll probably hit the 100.
Goodness gracious. Yeah, especially with the weather that we're getting. The good news is you're going to bring back the sunny weather from the coast with you.
Well, I hope so, because our poor friends around the Lismore-Ballarat area are copping it again, so hopefully I can bring some sun back and we can have a great weekend fishing.
That's cool. Now, around the Upper Hunter, have you been, before you went away, you've been having a bit of a fish? Is there much out there?
We had our Australian Bass tournaments, two rounds, the St Clair round and the Glenbourne round. St Clair, a couple of weeks ago, fished quite well. People got plenty of fish and good solid fish up on the edges. You know, throwing pretty much all variety of lures was taking them, and even some campers there were catching them on, you know, bait on the edge. The fish were right up on the edge, so you didn't have to throw your lure out too far if you're off the bank, or if you're in the boat, just throwing it back up into that newly flooded grass. The fish were up in there foraging, so, you know, chatter baits and jerk baits were working quite well. But then we headed to Glenbourne, which was pretty tough. Pretty much everyone found it a bit tough at Glenbourne. It was hard to get a bite, a lot of carp, which, you know, if you're not in a bass tournament, you know, they're great fun to catch. So, you know, they give a really good account of themselves on the light line, and, you know, they're fun to catch. So, yeah, Glenbourne has been a little bit tough of late, but hopefully as things settle down, it should fish a little bit better. It's sitting at the 93.3%. So, again, another week or so, that'll probably be at 100% as well.
So it's pretty hard at Glenbourne, but it sounds like at Lake St Clair you could throw an old boot in there and you might get something.
Yeah, it's fishing pretty well. It's the thing of the two at the moment. You know, they chop and change over the year, and at the moment, yeah, St Clair's the place to go. I have been told you obviously need to book this weekend because with the water rising, there's not that much camping spots left near the water's edge, but there's plenty up on the top of the hill.
All right, not a lot of real estate there, but the fish are definitely biting, which is some good news. Will it make a difference as we get towards the cooler weather? Because it is starting to cool down a bit.
Well, it's a bit of a strange time because the water is still rising. So as that water keeps rising, the fish should stay up on the edge and forage in that sort of new flooded area. So they should stay up there for quite a while. But yeah, as you sort of move into the cooler winter months, sometimes in the morning they'll be up on that edge and sometimes they'll just school up sort of off the point. So we'll have to wait and see which way they go.
All right, we will keep an eye on that. We'll keep you up to date as we go on in the next few months. Good luck with your fishing. And Nick Brunny, thank you very much for joining us as always.
Thank you. Talk soon.